This is SDPB Radio News. I'm Gary Ellenbolt. Harrisburg schools are on lockdown following a shooting incident that wounded a principal. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina is at the scene and joins us live with the latest information. Keely, what do we know at this point?
Hi, Gary. We do know that the school is still on lockdown, and we do know that students are being taken from Harrisburg High School to other places in the district to reunite with their parents. State's Attorney Tom Woolman was here earlier this morning. He was doing some traffic duty, but also gave us a brief update. He did confirm that the shooter is a student and that that student is in custody. He also confirmed that the person shot was the principal, and that principal for Harrisburg High School is Kevin Lean. He is reportedly in stable condition.
Now, Jim Holbeck, the superintendent of Harrisburg Schools, had referred to the injuries for the principal, Kevin Lean, as a flesh wound. Has anyone said any more about that?
That's the extent of what we've gotten. I know that there is going to be an update at about half past the hour where law enforcement are going to come together and tell us the state of things. You know, the school was on lockdown just after 10 o'clock this morning. People from the inside told us they reported a loud noise and some screaming, and that's kind of when information started to filter out. So they've been on lockdown since then. I see buses still coming to the school, picking up students and leaving the school. That's after law enforcement went through the building and swept the building for anything else. And the entrances to Harrisburg High School, there are two roads. They have law enforcement at both with flashing lights, directing people not to come here, to go to other places.
Now, one would think this is a pretty chaotic scene going on right now, even though there's somebody in custody, even though the principal is in stable condition, and we know that now. This is still quite a thing for parents to hear. So is it pretty chaotic there?
It's that controlled chaos. There are clearly policies in place that dictate what happens when and how administrators and law enforcement handle this. So they are taking the students at the high school to different locations. The school is updating parents via the automated cell phone system so that they know where they can find their students. Obviously, it's wonderful that we don't have anyone reported dead or seriously injured. But the fact is that a student brought a gun into a school at Harrisburg High School and shot someone. So it is a serious situation. Those buses are being escorted by police so that parents can reconnect with their students. And nearby Sioux Falls, because Sioux Falls and Harrisburg share some of the same students in the same territory, they've also let their parents know that they're aware of the shooting in Harrisburg, and they are paying attention.
Keely, do you know of any detectors or anything that that students go through in the course of a morning when they enter the building so that these can be detected? And if those are the case, do we know how it might have failed?
You know, I don't have any details about the different security protocols that Harrisburg High School has. I assume that's something that we can address in the press conference in about 25 minutes. Right now, it's really just handling the 1-2-3 of the scene, getting students to that other location in town where I understand it's just pretty crazy with parents and students. So we're still in that place where we are trying to figure out, or where law enforcement are trying to figure out what they need to do where. And then we can talk about some of those greater issues of security, of challenges, how something like this could happen and why.
Keely Boltina reporting live from Harrisburg High School. Once again, the building is on lockdown. There has been a shooting at the school. It is confirmed that the school's principal has been shot and wounded. At report, Tom Woolman, the Lincoln County State's Attorney, says that he is in stable condition. We will have more on SDPB Radio News, of course, throughout the day. Rapid City Police have released additional details from last night's officer-involved shooting in which a suspect died. Release from the police department says police were called to a residence on a report of a domestic violence situation. Police knocked several times on the door of the residence. The suspect would not answer the door. Officers made forcible entry into the house. Police say at the time, 46-year-old Patrick Stephen Lundstrom of Rapid City lunged at the officer with what looked like a metallic bar raised above his head. Officer Matt McCrander then shot and killed Lundstrom. Lundstrom was pronounced dead at the scene. He reportedly has a long criminal history in three states. Arrests include charges of violating a protection order, trespassing, and domestic assault. Details on that story, details on the situation with the school shooting in Harrisburg, and a lot more coming up, of course, through this afternoon, through this day on SDPB Radio. For SDPB Radio News, I'm Gary Ellenbolt. Coming up next, Kara Hetland with Dakota Midday on member-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting.